Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Pei, 80th Perek here, and this Perek is about a Jew crying out in Galus. Rashi says that there are three stages of Galus that are mentioned in this Perek. There's a calling out, there's a, so to speak, complaining, we might call it Hashem, you have left us, and finally a supplication, a tchina. So there's starts off with a calling, then a complaining, and then a calling and a supplication again. Rashi says there are three, Rashi and the other Mefarshim point out that there are three times in the Perek that the similar phrase appears, the same phrase appears, but each one with a different Shem Hashem. Right? We have three times in the Perek, Hashiveinu, Hashem, return us, V'ho'er panecha, and light up our faces, V'nivashaya, and save us. That appears three times. First time it's introduced with the word Elohim. The second time it's introduced with the word Elohim Tzvakos. And the third time it's introduced with Hashem Elohim Tzvakos. All three. So Rashi says each three of these are alluding to a different Galus. The first one is going to be, Rashi says, is Galus Bavel. Second one is Galus Yavan. And the third is Galus Romi, which we're still find ourselves in today. So that's the calling out of a Jew. Again, similar to the last parak. The last parak, though, was a specific event when the Goyim were, and the other nations were ravaging us. That was Bayis Rishon, according to most. That was the previous parak. And this parak is more general. Again, it mentions a number of Shvatim, as we will see. But that doesn't tell us clearly what time period this was in. There are those that suggest, so the Das Mikra quotes, because the Shvatim that are mentioned in this parsh, in this, Perek is Ephraim, Binyamin, Menashe, right? It was not to say anything about Yehuda. So maybe this was before Malchus Beis David. Maybe this was originally in the times of Shaul HaMelech when he was fighting the enemy. Okay, but either way, let's see the Perek. As we always know, whatever the original intent was, the Kavana of those who David HaMelech and those who put it into Tehillim is that it should be generic. And it should be able to be said throughout Tzaras, throughout history. So, Lam Natzeach El Shoshanim Eidus La'asaf Mizmar. So we're still in the Asaf. Lam Natzeach to the Shoshanim. Bnei Yisrael are called Shoshanim, Hashem's rose. Eidus, it is a testimony. Roe Yisrael Ha'azina. Hashem is our Roe. Even though we just said at the end of the previous parak that David HaMelech is the Roe that Hashem chose. Right? That David HaMelech is chosen. V'anachma Amcha V'tzon Marisecha. That we are... two parakim ago. I'm sorry. The end of the previous parak was Son Marisecha. The end of the previous, the end of parak Ayin Ches spoke about how David HaMelech, was brought Liros B'Yaakov Amo. Vayir'im Ketom Lavo. And he shepherded them. So three consecutive parakim. The end of parak Ayin Ches is how David HaMelech is the shepherd. And these two parakim have how Hashem is the shepherd. Hashem is the shepherd of sheep. The Gemara in Yuma discusses how we are surrounded. And it's a nace every single day that we survive, surrounded by the enemies that want to destroy us. Where the Gemara says, "Il male mora'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heich umas achas yecholu l'skayim b'nei umos." Right? How could one nation compared to a sheep, surrounded by wolves? How do we survive? It's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Nora of Hashem. And that Gemara, I read you the last line of the Gemara, but the previous, this was the Gemara, why Achagresa Gedola are called Gedola, because they brought back the crown of Hashem to its original state. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Ekev, HaKel HaGadol HaGibra VaHanora. Yirmiyo, a Navi comes and says, Nachrim Mekarkarin BeHeichalo. If you have, our enemies are in the Heichal, right? We have what exactly happened in Nebuzradan, what he did, right? Now, Yirmiyo was by his Rishon. Aye Nora Osav. So Amar Nora, so Yirmiyo left out Nora. Asa Daniel, Amar Nachrim Mishtabdin Bebanav. Aye Gvurosav. Daniel said, look at the Shibud above El. Where are his Gvuros? Amar Gibor. Asa Inu Vamra, and then Anshakaz Gadola came along and said, you see all the terrible things that are happening? Adaraba Zuhi Gvuraso. Shekovish is Yitzro. Shinosin Erechapayim Lurashav Hashem. Is Kovish is Yitzro, and he has patience, even to those who punish the Jews. The Eloi Nora Osav. And what's the Nora? Put back Nora, that's what it says. Ilmali Mora Shagadosh Baruch Hu, or not for the no Mora of Hashem, Hich Uma Achaz Yichol Eskai Bene Umos. The Mora of Hashem, somehow his awesomeness, keeps us going. Rashi says, Min Yoma Churban Atala Made Nora Usav, Shekol Umos Ne Esfu Lahashmidam, Vin Eskaimu, v'nis kaimu bahen. So that's the shepherd that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us. He is our roeh. So we call out to him, roeh Yisrael ha'azina, Hashem, listen. Noe katzon Yosef, Hashem takes care of the tzon Yosef. All of Klal Yisrael are called Yosef in a certain sense. Rashi says, why? Klal Yisrael nekrav Hashem Yosef lefishahu purnasam v'chil kalabi meharav. Right? Yosef supported all of us, so we're all connected to Yosef. So that's why sometimes we're also all called Yosef. Yosheva kruvim hofia. Please, the one who is, sits amongst the kruvim, Hashem hofia. Two beautiful thoughts. First on Noe Kitzon Yosef. There is an unusual Shita B'Kubetzes. It's a Shita. There's only a few pages of Shita B'Kubetzes on all of Maseches Sota. You know, some Shitas, we have a huge amount on Ksubis, and we have on Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, so in Sota, there's only like 4 or 5 pages. So the last page is Daf Yud Gimel, only has a couple of pages. So the Shita B'Kubetzes quotes the Tosfos HaRashi, who quotes a Medrash, that when Yosef's bones were carried by Moshe, they were put into an or of a keves, they were put into a skin of a sheep, v'nichnasa ruach chayim ba'oso or. And somehow that sheep became alive from Yosef's bones. V'hainu d'chsiv, and the Shita quotes the Tzadik Rashi, who says, this is alluded to in our pasuk, ro'e Yisrael ha'azina noheg katzon Yosef. Right? Shepherd us like the, you were noheg, the tzon of Yosef. What did the tzon of Yosef? Yosef's bones made alive its own. Made alive its own. Some rem is there. The Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva in Chelek Yud Ches, Simin Nunvav, uses this to answer the question of the, of a number of achronim. And that is, if you say, there's a day in Zvachim Davkov Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered a Kohen Gadol. Right? His children were not. But Moshe Rabbeinu, lo paska kuhuna el mizaro shel Moshe. But Moshe was all 40 years. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu carry the bones of Yosef? Right? How was he mitami lameis? So different answers given. Some say that that day in Tosfos that many don't hold up, but maybe tzaddikim are not metame. But even though this is one of the days in the Gemara that people of Pesach Sheni were metame with Yosef's bones. Others say that when Moshe took them, they were meis mitzvah because Kol Yisrael haya oskim bebiza ulachar mikan. He was the only one, so he took it, and once he had it, then he put it in a place that he was not metame from them. But the Tzitz Eliezer says, according to the Medrash, that based on our pasuk, there was no tuma because there was no death. Right? And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to carry the bones. Okay, that's one. Yosef Hakruvim Hofia. The other thought on this half of the pasuk, what we call Hashem, the Yosef Hakruvim. I saw the Rinas Yitzchak beautifully connects this to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam says that Shechina never left Makom HaMikdash, and therefore, even though there's a discussion about the rest of Eretz Yisrael, whether Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Lavo, or Lo Kitchel Asalavo, the Rambam says about the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the first Kedusha left, because that was based on Kibush, the second Kedusha stayed, because it was based on Chazaka, whatever that means. We've had Shi'urim about that in the past, big topic. But the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash never left. Right? Yerushalayim, once Hashem rested his Shechina there, it never left. Why? Lefisha Kedusha Asfat, Lomani Omer, says the Rambam in Vav Tazayin, B'mikdash ubi Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Lasalavo, Lefisha, Kedusha HaMikdash v'Yerushalayim, Ebenei HaShechina, V'Shechina Eina Batela. The Shechina is never batal. V'Arei Yomer, V'Hashimosi, Ez Mikdash Eichem. It's still called a Mikdash, even in a state of Shmama. And other Rishonim say that too. But the Shechina, the Medrash, Amar Avacha, L'Olam, Ein Shechina, Zazim, Mikotzal HaMa'aravi. But even though the Shechina is there, it's not open. It's not apparent. So that's what he suggests is the pasuk Yosef Akruvim Hashem. I know you're Yosef Akruvim. I know you're there, but you're not visible. Hofia, please make yourself known and make yourself visible more than it is in the present. Lifnei Ephraim Binyamin Menashe Hashem, but in front of Ephraim Binyamin Menashe, these are the shvatim that are mentioned. Rashi notes a different historical event each time. Help out, and this is a tefillah, help out Ephraim when Ephraim needs you, Binyamin, Menashe, right? The Binyamin is, the Rashi quotes, Purim, Binyamin, right? Mordechai, Ish Yemini. So Rashi quotes, Mordechai ve'Esther, b'sakana, v'chol adar toli behem. So please help them out. Ora es gvura secha. Please awaken your gvura ulechal Yishua salanu, and please save us. And here's the first one. Elokim Ashivenu. V'hoyer panecha v'nivasheya. The first time that appears. Again, there might be, hoyer panecha might be a spiritual saving, v'nivasheya, a physical saving. Then we have second. Hashem, and that was all, according to Rashi, that was the first Galus Bavel. Then we get into Galus Yavan, according to Rashi. Hashem Elokim Tzvakos. An Masai Ashamta, Betzilas Amecha. How long are you going to be angry with our Tfilos? Right? When somebody's angry, Ashan, smoke comes out of their nostrils. How long are you going to be angry? Ha'achaltem Lechem Dima. You gave them, we have the bread of tears. Vatashkemo B'demo Shlish. And you have given us to drink the demos, the tears of shalish. What's a shalish? So the Mesudas Sion says, shame mida gedola. A shalish is just a large kli. A large kli. Others say, the Rashi quotes from Moshe Adarshan, and other Rishonim also quote, shalish is, this is talking about, if this is talking about bias by the first galus that was finishing Bavel, 70 or 70 is a third of 210, which is the amount of galus of Mitzrayim. So maybe that was the Dema Oshlish. He quotes that from Yisrael Rav Moshe Darshan. Tisimeinu l'madon l'shcheinenu. How long did you put us as a strife? Madon is fighting. L'shcheinenu, all of our neighbors don't get along with us. V'ayivenu yilagolamu, and our enemies make fun of us. Number two, Elokim tzvakos hashivenu. V'ayir panecha v'nivashaya. That's the second of the statements of the Galdios. Think about tears. There's a story that's told over about the Kutzker Rebbe and his friend the Volker Rav, that they each said that when one of them is nifter, the one that was nifter should come to the one that was not nifter and let him know what's going on in Shemayim. So the Volker Rav was nifter, and after a few weeks the Kutzker Rebbe did not hear from him. So whatever it means, the Kutzker Rebbe told his Hasidim, he didn't come to me, so last night I went to him. He says, I went up to Shemayim, and I saw all of these rooms, and I went to try to find my friend, the Volker Rav. I went to the first room, and I see Avraham Avinu giving a shir, and I see, I went to the next room, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and then I see Rabbi Akiva, and I see the Rambam, and they each say, and each time I go in, they're like, oh yeah, he was here, but he's not here anymore. He's not here. And I couldn't find him, and I couldn't find him, I know where he was. And finally, I see a certain Malach, and the Malach says, where is he? You have to go through that forest over there. And he's on the other side. And he says it was a very, the Kutzker Rebbe said it was a scary, awesome forest. And I could barely get through, but once I got through, all of a sudden I see in front of me, I see a gorgeous, most beautiful lake that I've ever seen in my entire life. And I see my friend, the Volker Rav, on a tree looking at the lake. And I said, what are you doing? He says, do you see what this lake is? He says, no. He says, it's the ocean. It's the ocean of tears. And I made a neder that I'm not leaving this ocean until HaKadosh Baruch Hu dries up these tears. That's the pasuk. Ha'achaltem lechem dima. We have had so many tears in our history. That's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatashkim b'dimo shlish. There's even a halachic note. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Pirush Mishnayis and Machshirin to point out that tears is a mashke. Right? The Rambam quotes an earlier sources to quote many liquids that are mashkes, but here it says dima vatashkim. So that is number two. Pasuk Tes. Gefen Mimitzrayim is now the third section that we're going to have here. But Israel are compared to a vine. Compared to a vine. We find numerous times in the Tanakh that we're compared to a vine. Gefen, we are Hashem's vine. Gefen Mimitzrayim Tasiya. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We are Hashem's Gefen. Tigaresh Goyim Matita Echa. And he drove out other nations and he planted us. Pinisa Lefanea. You cleared away the fields in front of us. Vatashrei Sharasha. You gave us strong roots. Vatamali Aretz. And we filled the land. Kasu Harim Tzila. We had mountains. Vanafe Arzei Kel. Talking about the beautiful times that we had once we went into Eretz Yisrael. Tishalach Kitzirat Yam. And our shoots went out all the way to the Yam. Ve'el Nahar Yon Koseha. And the tributaries went all the way out. But then what happened? Lama paratsa gidei reha. Why, Hashem, did you break it all? Paratsa apirtsa gidei reha va'arua kol ovri darech. And anyone who passes by will just pluck it. Right? The Mesudas Sion says, arua is inyan lakita, like ore. Ore, there's a different verb in Tanaitic and Talmudic wording. There's a different Hebrew, there's a different word for harvesting. We just say harvest in English, and that could mean for grapes, or for olives, or for figs, or for dates. But you have different words in Mishnayis language for each of these. So ora is one of them. But so lama parasa gedei reha, why did you break it? Let's stop there for a minute. Rav Hirsch writes, why is it that we are compared to vines? So Rav Hirsch writes two points. Number one, the use of Geffen, the vine as the allegory for Israel, teaches us significant lessons. And he says Yechezkel also portrays Israel as a vine. He explains that the vine can be the noblest among all plants If it brings forth the fruit expected of it, a vine brings grapes. Grapes is the highest level. It gets its own bracha, bori pra gafen. Without its fruit, however, it will be quite worthless. But how valuable are the vine for firewood? It's the least valuable, the least. For its wood alone has no usage whatsoever. So too Israel is the noblest and most blessed amongst nations, provided it fulfills its purpose. However, if Israel should become unfaithful to its calling, if we don't produce our fruit, it will sink far below all the other nations. It will be of no use or value whatsoever. Right? This is how the Maharal, which we've quoted in the past, Maharal says that we're compared to birds. Baseball compared to birds. Why birds? A bird is unlike any other animal that has wings. It could fly up to the heavens. Fly up to the heavens. And yet, if a bird's wings are broken, let's say it can't fly. So is it going to survive? It'll just be like a regular animal without flying. That animal, the bird's not going to last too long. Because if it can't use its wings, then it's just going to be worse than any other animal. So he says that's exactly the point. With Klal Yisrael, we are like the vine. So, but if we don't produce our fruit, so then we're even worse. We're not good firewood. Furthermore, says Rav Hirsch, our sages point out that the fruit of the vine is the most crushed and abused amongst fruit. It's crushed, it's squeezed, but this very abuse serves to ennoble it. And finally, he who has pressed and abused it is overpowered by its strength. Right? That's the vine and the godless, and that's the mashal that we are given here. And we say to Hashem, why was there a pirtza? Right, a pirtza. There should have been a gate. Rav Zevin writes in Latzar v'Lamadim on the pasuk of Peretz. Peretz in Parshas Vayeshev. Right, Mat Paratz Alecha Peretz Vikashma Peretz. He quotes gates are always to not let things out and not let things in. Not let things in. When you have a gate of a house, you don't let things out. You don't take things in. Once in a while, you'll let things in if it's appropriate to come in. But a gate is very important. Kol geder meshamish ikov l'shnei dvarim l'knisa u'liyetzia. And when you don't have this gate, when you have a pirtza that allows free flowing in both directions, says Rav Zevin, which is dangerous both for the physical and spiritual makeup of what was the supposed to be guarded. But that's, there's a pirtza here. Loma paratzta gedera. So we say to Hashem, why did you let such a pirtza happen? Yechar semeh achazir miya'ar. What happens here? So who attacked us? The swine, the pig, right? The pig ravaged, right? Ravaged us from the yar, from the forest. Viziz sadai yiren, and the one that crawls in the field will also feed on it. Rashi says, the Chazar and the Ziz, this is Esav and Yishmael. Chazal already tell us that the pig is Esav. Why is the pig Esav? Just like a pig has one simen of Tara. The pig has split hooves, but does not chew its cud, so it like sticks up its hooves. Chazal say, it's a look, I'm kosher. Really, it's not kosher, right? The Radak quotes it here. Ma Chazir, Pores Tlafav, Lomar, Re'uki Taharhu, Kach Esav. They pretend that they're tzaddikim, right? Like Esav, and I'm a kibbut of aim. V'don gazlanim chapsanim lomar shehim dainei emes. That's Esav and Yishmael. The Meshachachma notes in the beginning of Vayishlach that Esav is a simon of mixed up values, right? Tov and Ra mixed up. That's with it, that's in that piece. The Meshachachma points out that Yaakov Avinu sends to Esav and says, I have shor v'chamor, tzon v'eved v'shivcha. But when he actually gives the presents, there's also gemalim, there's also camels there. So he wonders, why doesn't he say gemalim? He sends gemalim, but why doesn't he say he has gemalim? Because he's saying, I've been mevarer from the time of Chet of Adam and Chava, Ra and Tov have been mixed up. But the avos, Avinu, Yaakov, at the time Yaakov came along, it was separated, right? Avram got rid of us, it symbolized by Yishmael, and Yitzchak with an Esav, and Yaakov was pure. And that's why Shor and Chamor, Shor is purely kosher. Chamor is purely not kosher, right? Esav, a Gamal, also symbolizes mixed up Simanim, right? A Gamal is, a little of both. Vahivzesh Shachlo, Mlovan Garti, Vahimitz Shamarti, Vahili Shor Vachamor, Kiatov Aran Nifradim Haim, Voloki Gamal. Asher Dorshu Chazal b'Medrash al Rivka v'Terkavna al Gamalim Magamal Yesh Lo Simen Tuma Shiyasim Mena Esav Chin Esav Hu Chazir Meyar Shkidisim b'Medrash. Right, as we just said, Ze Edom Sheetzlo Mu'urav Hasimen Tuma Im Simen Tara Shekibed Aviv VeImo VeOd VeZed Darish Arach Ein Kan Mekamos. That's one of the Rashi Chama quotes that pasuk and that medrash on our pasuk. Elokim tzvakos shuvna habei mishmai murei. Hashem, please look down. Ufakod gefen zos. Guard this gefen. Vikana. What's kana? The kana asher nati b'necha. The kana that you planted. The Radak says the kana is the Beis HaMikdash. That was our yisod. That was our foundation. The Malbim says it means Malchus Beis David. The Malchus Beis David that symbolizes there is the nitziv on, in Zos HaBracha. The nitziv in Zos HaBracha notes that maybe we are the kana. We help HaKadosh Baruch Hu solidify this world. It's an amazing nitziv on the pasuk. Rochev Shamayim Be'ezrecha. Hashem is Rochev Shamayim, but with our, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to us, with our help. So we are the Kana, says the Nitziv. So please help us. Srufa Beish Kasucha, even though we're burned, Migaras Padacha Yovedu. Please, from the anger of your face, Yovedu, they will be lost. Hi Yad Chalish Yiminecha. Please put your hand on the Ish Yemini. Is that us? Is that our enemy? Different Shatim, Rashi, the Radak. And we end off with the Pasuk Hashem, Elokim Svakos, Hashiveinu Hashem, please. Elokim Svakos, we gave the full title, adding on a word again each time. Ha'er Panecha, B'Divashaya. So please help us out. Takes us through 80 Perek Peh.